Yeah, we're speaking with Julie Pring, and Julie is from the Caboolture Support Group of Parkinson's, and she joins Morning Magazine this morning. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Julie, I believe that you have some pretty good guest speakers on a monthly situation there at Parkinson's Support Group. Have you had any good ones lately?
Yes, we've had a neurologist speaking about diagnosis, symptoms and different treatments available for people with Parkinson's, which is a disease which progressively worsens over generally many years. We also have had a speech pathologist, and she shared about voice, speech and swallowing difficulties and some of the ways that they can help. And then last month, we had a dietitian who told us a lot about nutrition and how it can impact those with Parkinson's, but also everyone.
And Julie, can you share a little bit about what you heard in regards to nutrition? Because, I mean, that's always very, very interesting.
Absolutely, yes. There's a lot available online, but it's important to sort fact from fiction.
Mm-hmm.
The impacts of our diet include better gut health, less constipation, reduced falls and fractures risks. It aids symptom management, increases energy and reduces fatigue, improves our mood and well-being, and may even slow cognitive decline. Overall, it improves quality of life.
Julie, when you say it improves quality of life, is that just for people with Parkinson's or for all of us?
No, we can all benefit, because if our bodies are having what's best for them, we're going to feel better.
Of course. And what do we need to have included in our diet?
So to increase energy, we need to eat protein, things like meat, fish, legumes. And our bodies also need fibre and fluid, especially to help regulate our bowels in things like grains. But with increasing fibre, we also need to make sure we have enough fluid, especially water. And calcium and vitamin D are also important to improve our bone health. So milk, cheese, leafy green vegetables, to mention a few.
Julie, we always enjoy the little bits of information that you give us each month. And each month is just that little bit more that we learn about not only Parkinson's, but also our own bodies. What's happening with the Caboolture Parkinson's this month, Jules?
Our monthly support group meeting is next week on the 19th of September. That's the third Thursday of each month that we meet. And it's in our new home from now on. That's Warrayfield Community Uniting Church in Weir Road. And we're starting at 11:30, which is also a new time. We're going to hear about exercise and its importance for people with Parkinson's and for us all. And then we also get together for a chat, just informally with others, at Lisa's Willow Tree Cafe from 10 on the second Thursday of the month. We welcome anyone interested in or on a Parkinson's journey to join us at our meetings or at the cafe.
Absolutely wonderful. And Jules, if a person is listening and they want to find out more about Parkinson's, how could they organise that?
Well, one starting point is with your radio 101.5 FM. So contact the station, or you can contact Parkinson's Queensland. Their 1800 number is 1800 644 189, and or they can get in touch with myself, or they'll let you know my number or the radio station will.
Now, Jules, you often give us a little quote or two. Have you got something for us today?
I've got a couple of brief ones.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not challenged and we're not stretched, we can't grow. And that was Taria Pitt who said that.
Yeah.
They also don't fail for want of trying. Give it a go. And that's by WGP. I always wondered who that is, but I've never found out.
They're good words, just the same, Julie. Thanks very much for your time today. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Rosemary.